I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about the benefits of laughter yoga with the founder of the Laughter Club movement, Dr. Madan Kataria. But first, you'll learn about a major breakthrough in the way scientists are searching for dark matter.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
Yes, dark matter! It's been so long! Astrophysicists have made a huge leap forward in the study of dark matter. A small team of researchers working in Australia have figured out a new way to detect the stuff with 10 times the precision offered by the next best method. There's a ton of dark matter out there. It actually outweighs normal matter by about 6 to 1. But scientists don't know much about it because dark matter doesn't emit or reflect light. I mean, that's how it got its name. That means we can't see it with our eyes, or even with instruments that detect electromagnetic waves. The good news is that dark matter does have a gravitational effect. That means that researchers can indirectly observe that which can't be seen by using telescopes, astrophysical calculations, and insight from Einstein's general theory of relativity. Here's how that works. Astrophysicists have made a lot of progress in understanding the physics that drives the movement of stars, dust, and gases as they orbit the center of a galaxy. They understand the mechanics so well that researchers can combine that theoretical knowledge with direct observations of a particular galaxy to calculate what that galaxy should look like at a certain point in time. But here's the thing. When scientists peer through a telescope, the galaxies they see don't look like they're quote-unquote supposed to. The stars, dust, and gases don't move the way they should according to gravity. It might sound like the scientists made a mistake, but they didn't. The real culprit is dark matter. Light passes through dark matter like it's not even there, but there is another way to see the stuff. Einstein's insights from more than a century ago tell us that mass creates distortions in space-time, the way a bowling ball distorts the fabric of a trampoline. So if there's some mass between an observer and a visible object, that mass will slightly distort the image of the object. In this case, the objects are galaxies, the mass is dark matter, and the observer is a telescope in Australia. Researchers are able to measure the mass of the dark matter between themselves and a faraway galaxy by comparing what the galaxy should look like to what it actually looks like through a telescope. It's like a spot the difference puzzle, but with very subtle differences and a lot more math. This isn't a completely new idea, but these researchers added a twist that boosted the precision of their measurements. They added in their knowledge of how a galaxy's stars, dust, and gases should move according to gravity and compared that to how they actually move. Taking the speed and direction of objects into account made a huge difference in helping researchers understand our universe.
I feel like you were excited about this story.
I was. It's been so long since we talked about dark matter on Curiosity Daily, and I'm just happy to have it back.
Bringing it back.
Yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They say laughter is the best medicine, and they also say that yoga is good for you. So imagine the benefits you could reap from practicing laughter yoga. You're about to learn what this is and how it can make your life better with help from the founder of the Laughter Club movement, Dr. Madan Kataria.
And before we play this clip, Cody, you got to get the listener ready.
Yeah, there's laughing involved, like actual, a lot of laughing involved. In fact, you should mentally prepare yourself to just start laughing along with.
Exactly. It's impossible not to. So just let it go.
We'll call it a science experiment. But seriously, think about laughing and listen to this.
Okay, laughter yoga is not a comedy. This is an exercise program where anybody can laugh without using jokes, humor, and comedies. Comedies, jokes, good. It makes you feel good. But laughter coming out of this comedy is never longer, few seconds here and there. So science tells us that if you want to get benefits of laughter, you must laugh at least 10 to 15 minutes. It should be a sustained laughter to bring about physiological and biochemical changes in the body. What we do is we laugh as a form of exercise. There is a scientific studies which show that even if you laugh for the sake of laughing, even if you pretend laughing, your body doesn't know the difference between real laughter and fake laughter. You still get the same benefits. You can walk in the laughter yoga class even if you're not happy, you're not in a good mood, because we take you through series of steps which makes you more comfortable. So first step what we do is called warm-up exercise. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. 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 So that helps you to loosen up and you start... It starts changing your mood. Then second step is breathing and laughing. You take long deep breath, inhale and exhale, say ha. Take a long deep breath, inhale and laugh it out. So this is second step. Third is laughter yoga is basically philosophy. Learn to be like a child. Children can laugh 300, 400 times in a day because they're not laughing at jokes, humor, comedies, jokes or something funny. They're laughing most of the time when they're playing. So what we teach in laughter yoga is learn to play like children. So most of the laughter exercises, role-playing. We sometimes do milkshake, laughter. We do something like credit card bill laughter. So I'll do one exercise with you right now. So look at your palm. This is like your credit card bill, MasterCard, Visa card, or American Express. So look at it and laugh. Okay, ready?
Go. Okay.
So this is, and most exercises are quite visual. When we imaginary two glasses of milk and put one in, pour into each other, and then drink laughing. Argument laughter, as if you are wagging your index finger and arguing with somebody and laughing. So it's all kid stuff. We teach people to get back to your roots. Play like children and laughter can come out very easily.
I feel a little almost self-conscious kind of just letting myself laugh. How do you help people let go of that issue?
Yeah. I think practice makes a man perfect. So if you start practicing, I'll give you two tips for all your listeners, whether they have been to any yoga class or not, laughter yoga. So first, try 1 minute challenge with your family. When you sit for dinner or lunch, just tell them that we are playing a laughter challenge, that we need to laugh for 1 minute before we eat food. But again, it's like building your muscles, laughter muscles. You can try 30 seconds today, 35, 40, 50. So slowly you can reach 1 minute. It's like a abdominal inner jogging. It's like an aerobic exercise.
See, we told you there was going to be laughing.
It was great.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. In this interview, you only heard a little bit of our laughing, but in our whole conversation with Dr. Kataria, we laughed a whole lot more. There was actually a whole 60-second laughter exercise where I just laughed for a minute. And honest to God, when we recorded this, we did it in the morning. I was in a pretty bad mood. It was during quarantine and all that stuff. And I literally felt better and was in a better mood after the 60 seconds of laughing. So there's something to it.
That's great.
And again, that was Dr. Madan Kataria, founder of the Laughter Yoga Club movement. And you can learn more about that at laughteryoga.org.
All right, well, let's recap what we learned today.
Well, scientists think they can measure dark matter 10 times more precisely by taking into account the way galaxies look versus the way they should look. Now, scientists already measure dark matter through its distortions in space-time, but dark matter also changes the movement of galaxies. So if something looks off in a galaxy's movement, it could be because there's mass there that we can't see, as in dark matter.
And we also learned that your body can't tell the difference between real and fake laughter. So considering that, you could understand why laughter yoga could help reduce stress and give you a more positive outlook. The whole philosophy behind laughter yoga is basically to learn to play like a child. It's a way of playing.
And practicing laughter is like exercising a muscle. The more you do it, the better you'll get at it.
And laughing, I mean, I think we've all had the experience of laughing so hard that you feel like you just did a bunch of sit-ups. Like, it is actually exercising real muscles, like in your abs, your laughter muscles. It's great.
It was really funny is when we all connected online for this interview and he was talking to me specifically and was like, here, laugh with me. And you just sat there and you didn't laugh. You just listened to both of us literally laugh for like 30 seconds straight.
Listen, sometimes we have interviews where we get started so quickly that the person who's introducing the interview forgets to introduce the other host. And this was one of those where Cody was just like, hi, I'm Cody. Let's start the interview. And I took advantage of that fact and Madan didn't know I was on the call. So I did not participate.
You did not take advantage. You missed out. You missed out by not laughing for 60 seconds straight.
That's true. I should have.
But really, try faking laughing for 60 seconds straight. Set a timer. Find a nice quiet place alone if you feel self-conscious about doing it in front of somebody. See what it does. You might be surprised. And you might not. But I was surprised. This first story was written by Grant Curran and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Today's episode was scripted and edited by Cody Goff.
Join us again tomorrow.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
To learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Try 1 minute challenge with your family. Just tell them that we are playing a laughter challenge, that we need to laugh for 1 minute before we eat food. You try with me 1 minute laughter. Okay, ready? 1 minute challenge. Cody, let's go.
All right.
Oh my God, it works. You try with all the listeners, please try with your family 1 minute challenge and you will know what it is.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.